Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
All right, family, go ahead and accept it. It's gonna rain tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, but it'll be more time to sit there and gain weight. Be with your family with all that good cooking going on. And so we switch. AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz is here with the stay inside the house and eat all day forecast for the tri-state. Matt, did we say that right?
Yeah, you're making me hungry, Larry. And hey, it's one of those days that just stay inside for a while because we're going to be dealing with rain. And it's not just steady, light rain. We're talking about heavy rain at times tomorrow morning through the midday. Not great timing for the parade, I know, but it will begin to taper off through the afternoon. And it will become breezy at times. But with that heavy rain, could lead to some issues if you're out and about pounding on streets and sidewalks. And if you're thinking post-Thanksgiving travel, Friday, Saturday looking good. But it trends colder here for this weekend with highs back into the 40s. Larry?
Meantime, a lot of people still at the airport today trying to get out of town, but they were met with delays for any number of reasons, and we got to talk with some anxious travelers today.
The departures board here is showing a number of delayed flights, including Anthony's from Hoboken.
We are fingers crossed that it's not going to get worse, but Newark Airport, you never know.
Delays are mounting up here and at other airports. The TSA says staffing shortages of air traffic controllers could cause some disruptions. Demi Chowan from Westchester says her flight is okay so far, but is ready for any bumps along the way.
I got here 3.5 hours early just in case.
Officials say this year's Thanksgiving air travel will break all-time records. Many here tell me that they packed patience and they're keeping their focus on the family and friends they will soon see. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. At Newark Airport.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of that, part of the problem at the airports, as he mentioned, not enough air traffic controllers, the ATCs you keep hearing about. The TSA staffing checkpoints are well staffed, but the problem begins when you try to get the planes to push back from the gate and out on the runway. Not enough people to watch them all. So that means a slowdown. Rick Cotton is the executive director of the Port Authority.
It is an enormous challenge to manage the volume of airplanes going in and out. So the FAA air traffic control system has its biggest challenge here. That has been compounded by the fact there is a shortage of air traffic controllers nationally. There's specifically a shortage of air traffic controllers in this region.
Mm-mm. So all you can do is practice patience, everybody, and try to book your flight departure times early. The idea being if you catch one of the first planes out, chances are you'll be in better shape to get out first before things begin to slow down as the day progresses. I've got a 5 a.m. flight. I hope that's early enough to get on out because I got some eating to do down there in Texas. A federal judge has found the city in contempt now over poor conditions at Rikers and other city jails. That means they are now on the verge of a federal takeover to put an end to the brutality allegedly happening on the inside.
The city now must take the necessary steps to reform the staff working on Rikers Island. U.S. Judge Sweeney says that it's failed to comply with 18 separate provisions of court orders. This includes safety, staffing, and use of force. Marilyn Whirlwas, the director of prisoners' rights at the Legal Aid Society, says this court order was a landmark ruling.
The city had not even taken diligent efforts to comply with court orders, some of which go back 9 years, to fix the brutality that pervades the island.
Conditions inside the jail, the court says, has worsened significantly over the last 9 years. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The union representing the city's correction officers casting doubt on the judge's findings, saying they're largely based on false narratives, and in fact, they say they're understaffed. underfunded and constantly put in danger. And outsourcing control to a federal receiver, they say, will not fix those problems. Search is on today for two suspects wanted for shooting a guy sitting inside his Maserati at a gas station. This happened just before 9 a.m. at the BP on Park Avenue and 129th up in Harlem. Cops say a 32-year-old man was inside his car when two people came up and opened fire in an apparent carjacking attempt. Guy tried to drive off, but he suffered multiple gunshot wounds. He was rushed to the hospital where he is expected to survive. Still, there have been no arrests. The judge overseeing Mayor Adams' criminal trial is ordering both sides to work out an agreement on when the trial should begin.
The judge wants prosecutors and Mayor Adams' attorneys to try to work out a mutual trial date. The date was set for April 21st, but defense attorneys requested April 1st, as the mayor wants to put some distance between the trial and a June mayoral primary. Adams acknowledges the difficulties.
This is terrifying for an American to go through, particularly one who committed his life to serve in this city.
He says he doesn't know President-elect Trump's nominee to replace the current U.S. attorney, who is stepping down next month. It's not clear whether that will change anything related to the case. Adams is charged with bribery, conspiracy, and campaign finance fraud. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.